Archers for the week, 18 to 23 April 2004.
Who's saying hello? Brian's waited long enough.
Hello?
Helen, it's Brian.
Oh, hold on. Let me just turn this pasta down.
Hey, you're not doing a roast for Sunday lunch, then?
We're just keeping it simple today.
Look, Helen, I'll get to the point. I agreed to give Greg a week.
Yes.
Well, he's had a week. I mean, over a week, actually. And I haven't heard a peep out of him.
No, I know.
So I really have to start looking for another keeper.
Oh, no.
And I've got a business to run, Helen. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just he's... If you could just wait a little longer, I'm sure I could persuade him
to come. I know you mean well, but I don't want an employee who has to be persuaded that he wants to work for me.
No.
Frankly, it's only because of the family connection he's had a second chance at all.
I know, and I'm very grateful.
Well, I think I've been more than patient.
You have.
I mean, you're a businesswoman, Helen. I'm sure you understand.
Yes.
And the fact is, the man doesn't want to work for me. And I need to move on.
Of course you do. I do understand.
Look, I've got to go. Adam's out and I need to check on the deer.
All right. Thanks anyway, Uncle Brian.
That's okay. Bye now.
Bye. Oh, hello, love. I thought I'd do a certain pasta for lunch.
Been sorting out my career again.
What? No. What do you want with it, the pasta? There's some of that sauce I made you on Friday.
Who was that on the phone?
Kathy Perks. You know she's organising this film in the village hall, just trying to drum up support. It's next week.
Save your breath.
Well, no, I didn't think you'd want to go.
Since when have you called Kathy Uncle Brian?
If you heard, why did you have to ask?
Why did you have to say it was Kathy?
It was really embarrassing, actually.
That's your problem. I didn't ask you to speak to him.
No, but I did, and it was for your...
I might have expected a little more honesty, though.
What do you mean?
I'm not a child. You can't just fob me off with lies.
Well, I wouldn't have to lie if you weren't being so touchy about it.
I don't need you interfering.
I wasn't interfering. Can't you see I'm trying to help?
Sucking up to Brian Aldridge.
It's not just about you.
I don't need favours from that man.
There's two of us in this, you know.
Not where my job is concerned.
What job? You haven't got a job.
I'm well out of it.
How much longer is Brian going to let us stay in this house?
I expect you'll be on to him about that next.
At least one of us is doing something. What are you doing?
I'm just taking stock.
Oh, is that what you call it? Just look at you.
I'm fine.
You're not. You need help.
If that's your idea of help, I can do without it.
You know, I'm starting to think I agree with you.
Good.
I think it's gone beyond the sort of help I can give you. You need to see someone.
What?
For God's sake, Greg, you're ill. Can't you see that?
I'm not ill. I just need to be left alone. I can sort out my own problems.
On your own?
I always have.
Oh, yes, you've just done brilliantly so far, haven't you?
Shut up.
Lost a wife? Thrown away your job?
Shut up!
Screwed up your relationship with your children?
Shut up, you bitch!
Greg!
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, are you all right?
Yes?
I didn't splash you.
No.
I'll clear it up. I'll get a cloth.
Greg, please.
Or a mop. I'm sorry, I'll cook some more.
Greg, you've got to see someone, please.
Brian!
Oh, wonderful.
Jennifer said you're out here.
Can you keep your voice down, Matt? It disturbs the hinds.
Oh. Dead-eye George Barford's still knocking them down, is he?
Yes, yeah, when we need them for market.
Well, shame you couldn't sell the shooting.
But it's hardly stalking country.
No.
After what do I owe the pleasure?
Huh?
I take it you didn't just pop in to look at my deer.
No. I thought you could update me on the shoot situation.
Ah, yes. Well, there's been some movement on that.
Got a new keeper then?
No, but I will be putting out the feelers as of tomorrow.
You're only just starting to look.
Well, I've had confirmation that Greg wants to leave.
I'd have thought that was obvious.
Yeah. It was complicated.
Yeah. Well, you'd be glad to see the back of him.
Perhaps.
So, if you're only just starting to recruit, it'll be weeks before you get a replacement.
I'm unaware of that.
And in the meantime, who's in charge? Huh? A geriatric and a boy.
Actually, George and William are coping perfectly well at the moment.
We can't afford slip-ups with the rearing season coming up.
And I'm keeping a very close eye on things.
It's laying the foundations for next autumn.
Matt, I can assure you, next autumn will be very successful.
Of course, Brian. I've got every faith in you.
Good. You hear Lily?
No. I'm on my way to Ollerton Junction.
I hear she's invited you to the casino on Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. She mentioned it to you, did she?
In passing. You know much about the evening?
No, not really. She's bringing some friend who's a bit new to gambling. Needs a few pointers, you know.
Oh, who's that then?
No idea. Some ditzy housewife with more money than sense, I expect.
I expect so. So I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time.
I'll get it, Hannah! Oh, hi, Helen! Are you all right?
Oh, Kirsty.
Here we are. Oh, I'll just... No, you stay there. The bed'll be fine for me.
Oh, thanks.
I'll just close this. Don't want the others earwigging. Although I think there's only Sam and Hannah about.
The others gone out?
Yeah, it's such a lovely afternoon.
Yeah.
So?
I'm sorry for turning up like this.
Oh, don't be soft. Has something happened? Helen.
You had a bit of a row.
Yeah?
It was my fault, really. I shouldn't have made him angry.
Why was he angry?
We both were.
What was it about?
He heard me talking to Brian. I know he didn't want me to, but I was only trying to help, and I didn't even ring him. He rang me.
Brian did?
It was just to say that he couldn't wait anymore, and I thought that Greg was outside, but he heard me, and I tried to pretend, but he knew. He heard me say Uncle Brian.
Well, doesn't he like you talking to Brian?
It's because it was about the job. Greg's so difficult about it. And I got angry and I shouldn't have because he's ill and that's why. It's just been so hard. And he caught me out. He just wants to do everything himself and he can't.
Oh, I think you've been brilliant to put up with it.
Oh, not today. I told him he'd messed up his life, you know, not just the job, but Michelle and the girls too.
Oh, right.
He wouldn't have been. But it was only because I said that and there was a pan on the stove and he caught it. It was really frightening.
Oh, Helen. It's all right. Oh, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. Here.
Thank you.
When you say, this pan, did he hit you?
No.
Then what? He threatened you with it?
He just knocked it over and the pasta went everywhere.
What, knocked it over in a temper, you mean?
No. Well, not exactly.
Sorry, Helen, I don't get it.
It was just a momentary thing. He was really sorry afterwards. I was scared.
Has he hurt you some other way?
No. He didn't touch me.
But you thought he might. What made you scared, Helen?
He was sort of rushing towards me, but he caught the pan just with his arm, I think. It went all over the floor and it was this terrible noise and I don't know, it just brought him back to his senses, I suppose.
Oh, my God.
And then he was, you know, apologising, clearing it up.
But what if he hadn't knocked this pan over when he was rushing at you?
Well, he looked... a different person.
Oh, you think he might have hurt you?
No! It wasn't the real Greg. That's why he needs some help. Professional help, like Mum had.
What, after John died, you mean?
Yeah. He's depressed. It's an illness, but he just will not see it.
I'd better drink that coffee while it's hot.
Yeah.
Or lukewarm. Helen, when you say that's not the real Greg... How do you know?
He's not like that.
You mean you've never seen him like that? Fallon reckons...
What? It,
well, just that... Well, Greg can have a bit of a temper on him sometimes.
She hardly knows him.
Well, maybe not, but... But his first wife, Michelle, do you think he... Might the marriage have split up because of... Well, violence?
No. She had an affair.
Yes, but might that have been because of how he was treating her? How do you know she had an affair anyway?
Greg told me.
You haven't heard it from Michelle? No, stupid question. But you see what I mean. If you've only heard his version...
No, I can't believe it.
Well, if he's got that side to him...
No! I'm sure Sonia would have told me, or Annette.
Do you reckon? I mean, it's not the sort of thing you want to admit to anyone. Think about how he was today.
That was my fault. You weren't there. I said some really horrible things to him.
Oh, for goodness sake, Helen.
I should have been more tolerant, more understanding.
Listen to yourself. That's what battered women say. It was my fault.
I'm not a battered woman. Greg's never laid a finger on me.
Hasn't he?
No.
What about that bruise the other week on your back?
Well, it was different. I mean, that was an accident. He didn't mean to. He wouldn't.
So are you saying you feel completely safe with him?
Yes. Of course.
So why are you here, then?
I just can't live with him at the moment. It's no good me being there when I can't help him. It just seems to be making it worse, and I can't bear to see him like that.
Oh, so
I've got to move out. For a little while, until he gets back on his feet.
Well, you're welcome to stay.
I just can't bear that thought of going home and Mum saying I told you so.
You don't have to. You can stay here.
No. That's not why I came round, Kirsty. I just need to get myself together a bit first. Before I give Mum the good news.
Well, do you want to move back home if Pat's got that attitude?
No. But it'll only be for a few days, perhaps a couple of weeks. It's not worth looking for a place.
You found a place. Stay here.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Well, Gemma's still in Thailand. You could use her room.
Really?
Yeah, I'll email her. I'm sure she'll be fine with it.
Well, I'd pay rent, obviously.
Oh, whatever, we can all sort all that out. But you'd be happier here than back at Bridge Farm, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
Sorted, then.
You know I wasn't fishing.
Oh, I know.
And it will only be for a short while, just while Greg...
He gets his act together, I know. That's fine.
Oh, thank you.
You can stay as long as you want.
George is having trouble with his equipment.
Thought so. Gotcha.
You got any gaffer tape, William?
What?
I need some gaffer tape. The spoon's coming off this stick.
Oh, no, not here, George.
I'll be dropping the eggs if I'm not careful.
Well, I've got a bit of twine.
Oh, that'll do. No, stay there. I'll come in.
OK.
I'll lash it on for the time being.
Yeah. Is that enough?
Oh, yeah, plenty. Could you hold the spoon on while I get it started?
Yeah, sure.
And how's it going?
I don't seem to have many eggs today.
Yeah, it's a bit chilly, that's why.
And I found one of the hens looking a bit roughed up.
Cock a bit over-enthusiastic.
Looks like it.
Oh, you know you're on your own tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, no problem.
I'll be in court.
Yeah, you said.
Not that I'm looking forward to it. Right, I'll take it now.
Will you have to give evidence?
No, not tomorrow. And then only if he pleads not guilty and it goes to a proper trial.
He's guilty, though. Everyone knows that.
Oh, that's sin. Doesn't mean he'll plead that way, though. I have to wait outside until then.
So, if you're not giving evidence...
I just want him to know we're not scared to face him. There you are. That's it all for now.
Oh, do you want a knife?
No, I've got it. Have you seen much of Greg recently?
Not really. I've got to go up to his cottage later, get the egg production records.
Well, I'll give him my best for you.
Sure.
If he needs to talk at all, let him know I'm always willing.
I will, yeah.
Hey, it's a bad do, this.
It is. But, well, it sounds selfish, but now that we know he's definitely leaving, I was wondering if it might be a chance for me.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I was thinking, if I can do a good job with the rearing, maybe there's a chance Mr. Aldridge will make me a keeper.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I've got the experience now. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, hi, you're a good keeper, all right. Have you mentioned this to Brian at all?
Not yet. I only started talking to Emma about it last night.
Yeah, and what does she say?
Well, she's dead keen. Reckons I should go for it.
I'll bet she does. She's not short of ambition herself.
So, what do you reckon?
Me? Oh, I think Brian could look a long time to find someone better.
Great. I mean, I know Greg had problems with Mr. Aldridge, but I can...
Not now, lad. Evening, Ellen.
Hello?
We're in here, in the pen.
Oh, hi, George. Will?
Hiya.
Nice evening.
Yes. Well, I'll leave you to it.
Yeah. Don't let us keep you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Bye, love. Right. Back to work then, eh?
Supper will be another hour or so.
Righto, Pat. Will it be just the two of us again?
No. Tom nipped over to Faircastle after the sausage collection, but he's back and demanding food.
Uh-huh.
He was a bit miffed, actually.
Why is that?
Well, he offered Susan more hours, you know, for when he starts producing this spicy barbecue line, and she turned him down.
Oh, not like Susan. She's usually after all the work she can get.
Oh, I think with the school and the shop, she's got all the work she can cope with. So Tom needs to find someone who just wants a few hours a week.
Colin?
No, he's already doing all the hours he wants.
Yeah.
It's just as well Clary's always happy to do overtime.
Well, there's bound to be someone. Oh, and did I tell you what I heard at the market?
I don't think so.
Felpisham Abattoir?
No.
It's under investigation by the police. They've been selling condemned meat.
What, to butchers?
No. The word was that it was a couple of the workers, you know, slipping it out the back, supplying the black market.
Oh, Tony.
Well, it's not going to affect us.
No, no. I was thinking of Clary. That meat Eddie was selling.
But he's not going to sell condemned meat.
Well, I suppose he doesn't know where it came from. One of his dodgy mates.
No, it'll be off some farm somewhere.
Oh, I think I should tell Clary, though.
Well, if you want to worry her for nothing.
Oh, we don't know it's for nothing. Better safe than sorry, isn't it?
Okay, it's up to you.
Will you be in after you take the cows back?
I just want to check in the barn the boys have been using. There's a bit of a damp patch in there.
Do you think the roof might need looking at?
Yeah, maybe. But it won't be long.
How was work?
Quiet. Monday's off an hour.
Kirsty, okay?
It's her day off, actually. Anya was in today.
Oh. But it was Kirsty you stayed with last night.
Yes. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, isn't that? Spoke to Will about the egg records.
So you've been keeping busy then?
Oh, yeah.
Greg, about yesterday... I said some terrible things. I really shouldn't have. It wasn't fair.
No, you were right.
No, I wasn't. I was frustrated and angry and...
I didn't mean to frighten you.
No, I know you didn't.
You're right, huh? I've screwed things up.
No. I mean, things have gone badly, but it hasn't all been your fault.
Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry too.
I haven't made anything for tea yet. What do you fancy?
Greg, I haven't come back to stay.
You?
I'm going back to Kirsty's, so I've just come to pick up a few things.
You're leaving me?
No. I just need a few days. I can't keep walking on eggshells all the time.
I don't blame you.
A little break will do us both good. We're not helping each other.
No.
You can see that, can't you?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
I'm going to stay on at Kirsty's just for a little while. Just until you've got over how you're feeling at the moment.
Okay.
I know you'll think I'm weak.
No.
Or disloyal. It's not that I don't love you.
I know.
It's because I do love you. And I want you to get better.
Yeah.
I'll just go and pack a bag then.
Tom, can you lay the table, please? Tom! Tony, careful.
Those!
Tony!
When I get my...
What on earth is it?
The barn. Come and see what those little wasters have been doing in our barn.
So it's all in here, then?
Yeah, it's got all you need.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the incubator records.
They're in there somewhere.
Where will I find the hatching percentages?
Towards the front.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mr. Aldridge wanted to expand. We've got to try and keep up these figures.
Yeah, well, that's not my problem now.
No. When I said we, I didn't mean... George sends his regards.
That's good of him.
He said... If you want to talk, he's always...
Yeah, thanks, Will. I get the message.
Okay, well, I'd better get on.
I've taken the... Oh, hello, William.
Hello again. Oh, you going away?
Yeah.
No. Well, yes, just for a few days.
Staying with a friend.
Visiting a friend.
Be nice to have a break. Make the most of you not working.
I'm not going, it's just Helen.
Yep, just for a few days. With a friend.
I should have known.
show the hand of friendship and they bite it off.
Slow down, Tony.
I'm too good-natured. That's my trouble.
If you just tell me what's going on.
Okay, well, like I said, I'd better get on. Thanks for the folder, Greg.
No problem.
Bye, then.
Yeah, see ya. Oh, are the Beatles' phone numbers in here?
Oh, no, they're in my address book.
Ah.
I'll have to copy them out for you.
Thanks, if you don't mind.
I'll get them to you.
Great. Have a good trip, Helen.
I will. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, then.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I'm going to have to get used to it.
I don't want people to think we've split up.
Haven't we?
No. It's just...
For a few days. I heard you.
It is. Well, it should be, if you can just...
What?
Please don't get angry with me again, Greg. If you could just see someone. Get some help. I want my Greg back.
Is he worth getting back?
Yes.
I'm not too sure he's there to get back.
Oh, please, Greg, you need to do this.
Have you got everything you need?
Yes.
Off you go, then.
Greg. I love you.
I love you too.
Take care of yourself. I'll ring you.
If you want.
Bye then.
Goodbye. Helen.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
Can you see it yet?
Nearly there. I don't believe it.
Right. I'm coming up. Oh. They are what I think they are, aren't they?
Well, I'm no expert, but...
Cannabis plants.
There's so many.
If the drug squad found this lot...
They'd be very thorough, haven't
they? I dread to think of the consequences.
All this tinfoil, is it?
Yeah. And you know what they've used to seal the place? My silage plastic.
There must be nearly 20 plants here. I haven't seen this much since... Well, no, I've never seen this much. Now,
this is serious, Pat.
I know. If they're growing it on our premises, we're as liable as they are.
This is what happens when you give a Grundy a helping hand.
And Jazza, don't forget. I bet this is a joint enterprise.
But...
You know what I mean.
Yeah. They're both as bad as each other.
It's so hot in here.
Yeah, those lamps. I bet that's what's been tripping the circuit breaker.
Oh, yeah, you had that trouble the other week.
Ed tried to say it was Jazza's drill.
So not only have they been using our premises...
They've been using our electricity, too.
Talk about taking liberties.
I'll kill them.
Oh, steady on, Tony.
I will. I'll murder them. Those two boys are for the high jump.
Matt's on the prowl.
Home farm?
Brian, it's Matt.
Oh, morning, Matt. What can I do for you?
I'm at the laying pens.
What, our laying pens?
Of course our laying pens.
What are you doing there?
I thought I'd see how well the B team were doing.
But I told you, Matt, I'm keeping a close eye on them.
Yeah, we're not close enough.
What do you mean?
Have you been up here recently?
Well, not today.
Nor has anyone else by the look of it. It's like the Marie Celeste up here.
All right, they don't just work at the laying pens.
And some of these birds look in a very bad way.
What?
They're in a terrible state.
Well, I can't understand it. I mean, they were fine a couple of days ago.
Well, they're not fine now. I keep expecting Rolf Harris to turn up.
Matt.
This is what comes of leaving things to an inexperienced boy in a coughing dodger who should have been put out to grass years ago.
Look,
I've got to go. You promised me this season would be our best yet.
Well, I didn't actually
say
that.
So you better pull your finger out, all right? See ya. Oh.
This is Will.
you, Mac.
Williams, Mr. Aldridge, midday Tuesday. Give me a ring as soon as you can, please.
Try it now, Jazz.
Okay.
Now, what do you think?
Oh, it's a lot better, eh?
Well, I said it'd do the trick, didn't I?
Yes, well done, Master Mechanic.
Yeah, well, you are here.
You're right, Tony.
Will you switch that off, please?
Sure.
What's up?
Would you like to tell me what's in the hayloft?
What do you mean?
What are you growing in my hayloft?
Houseplants.
Yeah, houseplants. You know, to sell car boots and that.
We didn't tell you because...
Because we were going to give you one.
Or two.
Yeah, as a thank you for letting us use the barn.
Houseplants?
Yeah.
What sort, exactly?
What sort are they, Jazz?
Why are you asking me? You're the farmer.
No, I'm the farmer, and I know exactly what they are. And they are not houseplants.
Aren't they? Well, the bloke in the shop said they were.
Which shop was this?
It was a little shop in Velbersham.
Little shop in Amsterdam, more like.
Dutch, are they? That's interesting.
How stupid do you think I am?
No, well, I mean, not stupid at all.
They're cannabis plants.
Are they? Well, I never...
Oh, save the acting. You're not telling me you don't know what's what when it comes to drugs, McCreary.
Oh, Jazzy, you're not saying we've been growing marijuana?
Forget it, Ed. He knows we know.
Damn right I do. Is this how you repay a favour? I'll let you use this barn out of the goodness of my heart.
Yeah, and we're very grateful.
So grateful you use my premises to grow illegal drugs?
It's not really illegal, no anymore. It's just like sleeping pills and that.
It most certainly is illegal. Do you know what the penalties are?
Well, they just give you a caution now, do they?
14 years in jail and an unlimited fine.
What?
I looked it up last night. This isn't just being caught with a little bit of pot. This is dealing. And if it's on my premises, I'm liable.
Well, only if the police find out, though.
No one's going to grass, are they?
It's not funny. It's an outrageous liberty.
Yeah, you're right. We're sorry.
You've even been using my electricity.
Well, we could pay you for that.
We'd give you rent for the barn, too.
What, cut me in on your profits?
Yeah, we'd see you all right.
Look, do I have a black Mercedes? And is that a gold bracelet?
No, it's a Timex, isn't it?
He means he's not a drug dealer, Ed.
Oh.
But, Tony, we were really out of order. We'll clear it all away. This time tomorrow, you'd never know it was there.
Oh, no.
But we'll do it now. It'll be gone by tea time.
You're not getting it, are you? Your little harvest is going to be destroyed.
By who?
By you.
No.
Tony, please.
Can't. We've been growing this stuff for weeks.
Nurturing it.
Tough.
Oh, you're a farmer. You've got to understand.
I was going to pay for Ed's insurance.
I can't believe you two. It's being destroyed and that's an end to it.
You're a hard man, Tony.
And you're lucky I'm not calling the police.
Well, we'd better get rid of them then.
Yeah. Maybe we'll make a bit of a bonfire at the back.
Oh, no. I'm not having you two standing downwind of the biggest reefer you've ever made. I've got just the thing.
William? William?
Over here, Brian.
Oh, George, have you seen Will?
I've been trying to get a hold of him.
Well, he's not here.
Yeah, well, that's becoming obvious. Matt rang me this morning to say some of the birds were off colour.
Crawford did?
Yeah, I mean, don't ask me what he was doing snooping around up here. But he was right. I mean, look at them.
Oh, no.
See, of all the days for William to go AWOL...
He hasn't. He was here first thing.
Well, where the devil's he got to?
Well, he saw what the birds were like, so he took a batch straight over to the VI centre.
Oh, did he now?
He rang me at the court and asked if I'd do the egg collection this afternoon.
Yeah, but why didn't he tell me?
Well, he probably wanted to get off as quick as he could. You see what they're like.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think of this?
Well, it's obviously some infection, but the VI centre will hopefully confirm exactly what.
Well, I suppose so. Did you say court?
Aye.
Was that Clive's trial?
What, sort of. Plea and directions, they call it.
So what happened?
He got 12 years.
Ooh, that's quick, wasn't it?
Well, he pleaded guilty.
Well, didn't have much choice, I suppose.
Well, you never know what he'll try and get away with.
Still...
I'm just so relieved he didn't go to trial. Chris has suffered enough without having to give evidence. Mm.
And relive it all over again.
Aye.
And is that it, then?
Well, as far as Clive's concerned...
Yeah, of course, I mean, I know you've got a huge amount to do yet.
Yeah. Neither of us are enjoying having to start again at our time of life.
Yeah. Well, if there's anything we can do. Yeah, thanks very much. Okay, I'll leave you to it then.
Right. I'll take these over to the incubator shed.
And if you see William, send him up to the office straight away.
That shredder's working nicely now, isn't it?
Yeah, magic.
You did a good job of servicing it.
What? I serviced it for Tony a couple of weeks back.
Nice one.
Oh, I didn't know, did I?
Come on. Next plant.
Yeah, all right. I can't believe it. $2,000 worth of bud going for compost.
And when you've finished here, I want that hayloft returned to its original condition.
Yes, Tony.
All the plastic, that tin foil, everything out.
It'll be just like we found it.
Mess, another one.
Yeah, and I need hardly tell you that you can find another place to work on that car of yours.
Oh, what?
I said we're sorry.
After what you've done? The next time you get a favour off this farm, they'll be skiing in hell.
Yeah, we get the picture.
Nice to see you two working so hard.
Hello, Pat.
Pat.
I'm sure Tony's said enough for both of us. I am very disappointed in both of you.
Yes, Pat.
Sorry, Pat.
Anyway, Ed, just to make your day complete, when you've finished this, your mum wants a word with you.
Mycoplasma.
I've not come across that. What is it?
Alistair said it's a sinus disease.
Oh, you've seen him, have you?
Yeah, the VI centre faxed in the results.
So what do we do about it? I mean, from the look of the birds, it must be pretty infectious.
Alistair's given me an antibiotic.
Oh, right. Well, let's get it to the birds, then.
Well, I've already done that. I put it in the drinkers before I came up here.
Oh. Well, that's impressive work, Will.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Alistair said he'd be sending on the bill once he's heard from the VI centre.
Oh, yes, yes, that's absolutely no problem. There is just one thing.
Yeah?
But why on earth didn't you ring to tell me what was going on?
Oh, yeah, well, when I saw the birds, I just thought I'd better take them off to Ludington right away. And then I had to ring George to cover this afternoon.
Yes, you said.
So that already delayed me. And I promised Emma I wouldn't use the phone when I'm driving.
Very laudable.
And I forgot to switch it back on until I got to the stables.
So didn't you get my message? Messages?
Yeah, I got them then, but, you know, I wanted to get the antibiotic to the birds. I was in a hurry, see?
Yeah, I understand. And don't get me wrong, I think you've been very resourceful. But, I mean, look, if something like this happens in the future, I'm the first person you should tell, all right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I've had enough problems in the past from keepers who didn't communicate. I'm sure I don't know how to spell it out.
No, I see what you mean.
Anyway, well done. Let's hope this drug does the trick.
Yeah, you said it should.
Well, keep me informed.
I will. Is that all?
Yes, off you go.
Right. I'll see you then, Mr. Aldridge.
Bye.
Crawford?
Matt, it's Brian.
Brian.
I thought you'd like an update on the bird situation. You'll be pleased to hear that young William had it all in hand.
Johnny Depp? I know the name, can't place the face.
Edward Scissorhands?
Oh, yeah, that one I'm telling you a while back, but I didn't fancy it. It looked really weird.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but it's a lovely film. I've seen it twice, I cried both times.
Oh,
hey, give me that, I'll wash it out.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, it'd be lovely to go out and see a film, even if it is at the Village Hall.
Mum?
Oh, Edward.
Pat said you wanted to see me.
Yes, I do. Pat, would you mind?
Go on. I'll finish mixing this.
Go outside, Edward. I'll see you in the yard.
Won't be long, Pat.
No problem. I just don't know where to start. What on earth were you thinking of?
I don't know.
Drugs, Edward. Growing drugs.
Well, it wasn't like hard drugs, was
it? Don't give me that. Look, Pat's told me what sort of sentence you can get. Do you want to go to prison?
No.
Because that's where you're headed if you carry on like this. I don't know what your probation officer would say.
Oh, you're not going to tell him, are you?
No. But not for your benefit. It's for Pat and Tony. You do realise they're just as liable as you?
Yes.
And they're my employers, Edward. How could you be so selfish and stupid?
But I didn't think.
Oh, you're telling me. And after they let you use the barn and all.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if that's the way you behave when someone does you a favour, why should anyone trust you ever again? Do you smoke it yourself?
No.
Are you sure?
No, it was just for Jazza and his mates, honestly.
Jazza, I'm sick of hearing that name. Why is it every time you get into trouble he's involved?
I suppose it must be easily led.
Well, you can just stop being led by him. I don't want you seeing him no more.
Oh, Mum, I'm not a kid.
So stop behaving like one. You want to live in our house, that's the rule. All right?
Yeah, all right. Mm.
Oh, and whatever you was planning tomorrow, you can forget it. You can help your dad at Lower Loxley. And goodness knows what he's going to say about all this.
Eddie's getting sidetracked.
How'd you get the soil up there, any road?
Well, they weren't growing in soil. We used rock wool.
What, the insulation stuff?
Yeah, it was hydroponic? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, no, a bloke that grows tomatoes like that. He uses little pebbles up.
Yeah, but rock wool's cheaper, isn't it?
So you used those special lamps, did you?
Yeah, and you have to adjust the time they're on so the plants think that autumn's coming.
Right, car park, arboretum, rare breeds. No, it was this way, wasn't it?
Well, don't ask me. What are we doing for Nigel again?
Laying polythene sheets on the vineyard so we can plant the vines through them.
Right.
Any road, it was a really stupid thing to do.
What, agreeing to work for Nigel Pargeter?
Growing cannabis.
Yeah, I know.
And on someone else's property, too.
Well, we could hardly use Grandad's lean-to, could we?
That's not the point. You shouldn't have been doing it at all. Oh, I don't know. Never thought a son of mine would get mixed up in drugs.
Well, alcohol's a drug and Nigel's growing it.
Illegal drugs. They don't lock you up for making wine.
Yeah, okay.
Your mother's in the right state about it.
Yeah, I know.
She's got a face pattern Tony every day. Think how embarrassed she is.
Yeah, she said yesterday.
And you've lost your workshop.
Yeah, that's a bummer, isn't it?
You can forget any more favours from that family.
Don't worry, I wasn't counting on any.
What are you going to do with the car?
I don't know. Well, I thought we could take it up the field for the time being.
Yeah, I suppose. I'll get it over there as soon as I can.
Thanks, Dad.
Look, what you got to learn from this is you don't mess on your own doorstep.
No, I can see that.
Here we are.
But, Dad.
Yeah?
I'm sorry.
All right. Enough said. Bye, Nigel.
Morning. Oh, and Ed, too.
Here you are, Nigel.
Excellent. We've got a lot of ground to cover. Morning. Mr. Archer?
No.
This is Brookfield Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Is Mr. Archer about?
Who wants him?
Russ Little, Paxley Milking Services.
Oh, yeah.
He's expecting me.
He's in the workshop.
Right. Thanks.
This way.
Mucking out the cow shed?
No. He's mending a chainsaw.
No, I meant you were mucking out.
That's what it looks like. There you are. That'll do it in the end.
Oh, right. Thanks. What's your name?
Why'd you want to know?
Just to be polite.
Fry. Bert Fry.
Thanks, Bert.
But I wouldn't bother remembering it.
They tell me, this keeps the weeds down.
It should do. It'll warm the soil up too.
That's probably enough, isn't it?
Yep. Right. Let's bed this length in.
Oh, I'm glad we're only doing half a day today.
Well, I'll get the rakes.
I don't know what state my back will be in after two more days of this.
Ed and me could carry on this afternoon if you want, if he ever gets off that phone of his.
No, I'd like to be involved.
I've got a meeting, have you? There you go. Thanks.
No, it's Lizzie's birthday. We're going into Birmingham.
Oh, yeah?
Shopping this afternoon. Bite to eat. And then we're seeing a show tonight.
Ooh, all right for a Zoom.
Eddie, will you be available next week at all? You see, we've got to get the posts in to support the wires that the vines grow up.
Oh, yeah, count me in for that. Yeah,
great, magic. Good.
Yeah, magic, thanks. Oh, I shall see you.
At last. The gaffer's having to do all the work here.
No, don't worry about that.
Who was that then?
Tom.
Tom Archer?
Yeah.
There's no problem, is there?
No, he was offering me some work.
What?
Oh, you are in demand.
At Bridge Farm?
Yeah, sort of. At the business units, packing sausages.
But,
2 afternoons a week.
Oh, do Pat and Tony know about this?
Oh, he said it was up to him.
Well done, Edward. Isn't that good, Eddie?
Yeah, brilliant. Who'd have thought it?
Oh, I think he wants me for my expertise.
How do you mean?
Oh, perhaps he's planning a variety with extra herbs.
So, here's the parlour, Russ. As you can see, it's a 1616.
It's a bit small if you're upping the herd to 170.
Yeah, we know.
Bit long enough to extend.
Well, we thought we could put in 2 more units each side and make it a 2020.
Hmm. You certainly got the room.
Yeah, we're thinking of buying the units second hand. There are enough about, you know, people getting out of milk.
There'll be a lot more next year, I shouldn't wonder.
And I'd do the pipe work myself.
You'd get it done for a few thousand all in there.
That's what I thought.
How are you getting on?
Oh, Russ, this is my wife, Ruth.
How do you do?
Russ Little.
Pleased to meet you.
Just talking about extending this place.
Have you seen the cows yet?
Oh, yes.
First thing we did.
What do you think?
Very fine herd.
Out of pride and joy.
David was saying you'll be contracting out your replacement heifers.
Well, that's what we thought, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's what a lot of our clients do when they expand. Have you had much experience of contracting out work from the farm?
Well, yeah, our arable's been contracted out since my father retired.
We're in the third year, aren't we?
Mm.
To a national firm?
No, local farm.
And how's that gone? How did you find being less hands-on?
Well...
Be honest.
Well, I admit it wasn't easy at first.
It took some adjusting to, didn't it?
Yeah, but, no, it actually runs very well now. To be honest, we couldn't manage it any other way.
That's good. We sometimes find that farmers who've been in the parlour twice a day their whole working life, well, not everyone adjusts well to handing over the reins.
Yeah, I understand that. But, I'm sure we can cope. We'll be covering his day off and his holidays, won't we?
We shouldn't get withdrawal symptoms.
We could always keep an antiseptic wipe by the bed and sniff it if things get too bad.
Well, I hope it won't come to that. OK, the next thing to discuss is accommodation.
Ah, right. Rickyard Cottage. After you.
By the way, what's up with Bert?
Oh, he's probably dreading this outing with Lillian tomorrow. You know, the casino?
Oh, poor thing.
I must have a word with him about what we're planning to do here.
Not that he has much to do with the cows.
No, but he ought to know where we're going.
Oh, boy, too, eat. You can bet your life that won't be a kebab neither. How the other half lives, eh? Hello, Clary.
Oh, fair play, though. He does a fair share of work, doesn't he?
What's for dinner, then, love?
Edward, don't take your boots off.
What?
I need you to go to the shop for me. For some bacon.
Well, there was plenty there this morning.
Well, I want some more. Go on. Here's a tenner, and I want all the change.
Yeah, but I'm hungry.
Well, the sooner you go, the sooner you'll be back.
Well, can't I have a lift?
Yeah,
no.
It'll be a lot quicker in the van.
No, the exercise will be good for him. He can go on his bike.
Yeah, but I've been exercising all morning.
I don't want arguments, Edward. I want bacon.
Oh, God, is this like some kind of punishment?
Just do it, please.
I said I was sorry. Why can't you just let it drop?
Quite right, Clary, love. Keep him on his toes.
Sit down, Eddie.
All right.
Do you know what Pat told me this morning?
Is this about the sausage packing?
Eh?
I couldn't believe it, neither.
What are you on about?
Tom's sausages.
It ain't about no sausages.
Oh?
She meant to tell me yesterday, but this business with Edward put it out of her mind. It's about the abattoir in Felpersham.
Oh, yes, love.
Tony says it's being investigated by the police for selling condemned meat.
Now, I know what you're thinking.
No, I know what you're thinking. How can I bluster my way out of this one? Well, you can't. Because I've had enough from Edward and I certainly ain't going to take no more from you.
All right, fair enough. But I never lied to you, Clary.
Really?
It was a toe rag snatch. He promised me that meat was good. I'd never have touched it if I'd known.
So it were condemned?
Yes.
Anything to make a quick buck.
No. We ate it, didn't we?
Oh.
Do you think I'd let my own family eat dodgy meat?
How long have you known?
A couple of weeks.
And you thought you'd get away without telling me?
I didn't want to worry you.
Oh, that's rich. I spend my whole life worrying. If it ain't about you, it's about Edward. Is it any wonder he can't tell what's legal from a hole in the ground? Look at the example he gets.
This is different. I thought it was just a bit of business.
It doesn't sound very different to me.
The difference is, he's got away with it.
Are they prosecuting you?
Don't know yet. Snatch says we're all going down.
Some friend he is.
You're telling me?
Oh, Eddie.
I just wish I could turn the clock back.
And here we are, back in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. Very comfy.
As we said, it's been used for holiday lets up till now.
Most people seem to like it.
Sit down, Russ. Thanks. As a holiday cottage, it looks ideal, but for a permanent home, well, it's pretty small, if you don't mind me saying so.
No, it's a fair comment.
It certainly wouldn't be suitable for a large family.
No.
But a couple with a toddler, or a single man.
Or a woman, presumably.
Of course. There are some very good herdswomen out there.
Yeah, I know. I'm married to one.
Yeah. This place would do fine. So, have you got any questions?
How much say would we have in the selection?
Oh, complete. We filter the applications and give you the three top candidates. But you interview them and you have the final choice.
But suppose we'd made the wrong choice, though. I mean, you know how it is. Sometimes people seem very convincing, but then when you get them on the job...
That's the biggest strength of this system. If you're in any way unhappy with their performance, you just get on to us and we'll replace them instantly.
Mm.
Right.
We're the employer. So we're the ones that have to worry about all the legalities, not you. Same if they're sick or have an accident. I expect you've got a little black book of relief milkers.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that.
Well, that's the other side of our operation. We're supplying relief milkers all the time. So we've got a big pool to call on.
But we'll be the regular relief milkers.
Of course. But if your contract person can't work for any reason, we'll bring one of our relief guys in.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to ask me?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, you've been very thorough.
So, what do you think? Is this something you might want to go ahead with?
Well, Ruth?
Sounds good to me.
Me too. I think you've got yourself a deal, Russ.
Excellent. Right. We'll place the ad in the next issue of Farmers Weekly, and we'll bring you the pick of the bunch a couple of weeks after that.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like to come over to the house for a cup of tea?
Why not? And we can toast a new era at Brookfield Farm.
Bert's making excuses.
I'm afraid I won't be able to come after all.
Well, why on earth not?
Well, I ain't got a dinner jacket.
Why would you need a dinner jacket?
Well, that's what they wear, ain't it?
Smart casual is fine.
I'm not sure I've got any of that either.
But anyone would think you didn't want this evening out.
Oh, no.
Look, do you own a suit?
Well, of course.
Well, wear that, then you'll be fine.
Oh, right you are.
Sorry to interrupt.
It's all right, Neil. You're a blessed relief.
Is David about? Only he said I could borrow the Land Rover.
Oh.
I bought this caravan and I need to tow it up to Willow Farm.
Well, David's over round Robin with Adam.
And it's time I wasn't here too. I'll pick you up at 7:30, Bert, and I'll give you the £50 there.
Yeah, whatever you say, Mrs. Bellamy.
It's Lillian, please. How many more times?
Ooh, £50.
Yeah, it's my stake money for this casino night.
Oh, is that the night you paid a fiver for?
Yes.
Oh, you got a bargain there.
Well, I didn't want it. I'd rather Brian Aldridge just give the £50 to the lent appeal.
Oh, why don't you say?
Well, I've tried. Might as well talk to the bulk tank.
You'll enjoy it when you get there.
Well, if you say so.
Look, why don't you come to the Bull dinner time? Get some Dutch courage.
Ah, I think I might.
Ah, good. Now, this Land Rover...
Well, the keys will be in the house. I should just help yourself.
Oh, you sure that'll be all right?
Well, there's no point in asking me. David didn't say anything about it. But that's nothing new.
How's it going?
Yeah, they're doing fine. Only popped up to say hello to them, really.
You mean they can drill a field of maize without your supervision?
Shows what a good delegator I am. Ask Adam.
Are you going to walk the silage grass later?
Yeah, thought I might ask Dad to help.
Nice idea. Oh, remember to sign his card before tomorrow.
I will.
Are you in a good mood, then?
Reasonably, yeah. Why?
This has just come in the post. It's the post-mortem results on the last lot of TB reactors.
Let's see.
Dear Mr. Archer, I don't believe it, Ruth.
I knew you'd be pleased.
Two beasts with no visible lesions.
So frustrating.
That's two animals lost needlessly.
Well, not necessarily. They've still got to culture some lung tissue, so they might still turn out to be infected.
Yeah, it's a big might.
I know.
I'd lay you money one of them will turn out to be completely clear.
Let's wait and see. There's nothing we can do about it now, anyway.
No. That's two of our brilliant Herefords gone for good.
Look, are you done in here?
Yeah, I suppose so.
You need cheering up.
It was no problem at all getting the loan. I think they'd have lent me twice as much if I'd asked.
Mm. Susan all right about it, is she?
Mm? Oh, yeah, Bert, fine. Well, I mean, she'd have liked a bigger caravan, ideally, but, it was only for a few months.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be daft to spend thousands on a luxury mobile home. No, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Hey, Duval.
Ah,
Joe.
All right, Joe.
Yeah. In this week's Echo Needle card?
Not yet, no.
Thought you might be interested.
Ooh, 12 years for Ambridge Arsonist.
Front page news again?
Well, you know who'll have seen this over and over again.
Ooh.
Susan.
Oh.
Doing the papers at the shop this morning.
Poor thing. As if she hadn't suffered enough.
Well, she must be relieved.
And not just on her own account, neither.
No?
She hopes Clive will get some proper help while he's inside.
Brain transplant, that's the only thing that's going to help Clive Irving.
You said it, Joe.
Hello. We're not the only ones, then.
Ah. Afternoon, all.
Hello.
I do.
I put the keys back in the house, David.
Sorry, Neil?
From the Land Rover.
Oh, you've had it, have you? That was quick.
Bert said it would be all right.
Yeah, no problem.
This is for your caravan, is it, Neil?
Yeah, all in position now, thanks.
Isn't everyone all right for a drink?
No, I should get you one, David.
No, don't be daft.
Oh, well, if you're insisting, I'll have a pint of shave.
All right. Bert?
Not for me, thank you.
Just a half?
Well, you'd rather not.
Well, suit yourself. Do you want to nab that table by the dartboard? Okay. I'll bring yours over, Joe.
Very civil.
What's up with you, Bert?
What do you mean?
Well, anyone would think he was offering you poison, not a pint. Come on, what is it?
I'm being pushed out.
What, from Brookfield?
Yeah. Job, home, everything.
No.
When did you find this out?
Yesterday. Some bloke from a milking agency come round.
But what does that prove?
Well, it's obvious. They're going to get one of them contract milkers in.
Well, perhaps.
And where's he going to live, eh? We've only just moved into that bungalow.
Well, surely you're due to retire soon.
Well, that's as maybe.
And you don't milk that often, do you?
No.
So even if they do get a contract milker in...
It ain't going to make much difference to you, is it?
Well, that's not the point.
And David Archer wouldn't chuck you out the bungalow.
You don't even know if this new bloke will need to live on the farm.
If there is a new bloke.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got your knickers in a twist for nothing.
You need to talk to David.
Ah, see what's going on.
No.
Why not?
Well, that's his job. It's up to him to come to me.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to the toilet, if that's all right with you.
Oh, he's an old fool, always has been.
He's not thinking straight, certainly. Mind you.
What?
If I was having a night out with Lillian Bellamy, I wouldn't be thinking straight neither.
I think you'd better stick to the simple bets, Bert. Odd and even, red and black, that sort of thing.
Ah, right.
We should bet.
Well, go on then, Bert.
What?
Put a bet down.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, you better start sometime.
Oh, all right then.
Oh, £2 on red. You sure you can take the pay?
No more bets.
Well, you said you couldn't bet me less.
No. £2 is the minimum. Ah, here we go. Oh, I love this bit. Anything can happen.
17 odd black low.
Oh, well, come on.
Oh, what do you think we should do now?
Place your bets.
Ring Gamblers Anonymous? No, darling, it's up to you.
Oh, I think I'll go for black.
Another £2, steady on.
No more bets.
Oh, you don't want to get silly, do you?
No, Bert, that would never do.
Oh.
It's great, isn't it, eh? The anticipation.
Seven odd red low.
Oh, if only you'd stayed with red.
Well, I think I can see a pattern now.
Please your bits.
Oh, you've got a system. Harrier?
Yeah, I'm going to bet on black again.
Yeah, you do that, Bert.
Excuse me, can I?
Oh, there you are, Prussica.
Thank you.
Oh, darling, at last.
One more bet.
Been looking all over for you. So, where's this gambling virgin then, the one that needs to be shown the ropes?
Oh, I think I've got it this time. Hello, Mr. Crawford.
You know Bert Fry, don't you?
Yes, we've met.
25, Odd Red High.
Oh.
You remember the promises auction?
You just can't tell what's going to happen, can you?
At least a bit.
I ought to get a sainthood for this.
I know what I'm going to do.
Ooh, £4, Bert.
And?
What are you doing?
Hedging me bets.
No more bets.
You just bet on red and black.
Well, I'm betting on red, really, but I'll get someone back whatever happens.
You owe me big time for this, Lillian Bellamy.
Don't be boring, darling. That's an interesting strategy, Bert.
Zero.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's raking in my chip, excuse me.
No, Bert, you've lost.
But it's zero, old son.
Doesn't count as red or black.
But that's...
That's where the house makes its money.
But that's nothing but a fiddle.
This your bet.
But I don't want to think I want to play roulette no more.
You're just getting the hang of it.
£10? £10 I lost in 5 minutes. That's enough for a whole evening out for me and Frieda. And a bag of chips on the way home.
Well, you know how to lift, don't you?
Why don't you try something else, Bert? Matt?
Yeah, it'll play pontoon, Bert.
Here you are, Bert. Blackjack.
Oh, I'm not sure. The table looks a bit full.
There you go, Bert. You squeeze in next to that bloke there. He's doing all right.
Right up.
Perhaps some of his luck will rub off on you.
Yeah, perhaps.
Right, you put your stake in that box.
Well, just the one box.
That's right.
Oh, it's a lot easier than roulette.
Ah, no, but it's a £5 minimum on this table.
£5? That's outrageous.
Easy, easy to...
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's 8 and 6 is 4.
No, Bert.
What?
You don't pick up the cards. Only the dealer touches the cards.
Sorry about this. It's his first time.
I thought you said he was like pontoon.
Yes, like pontoon. Not exactly the same.
Oh, you don't know where you are with all these rules.
Okay, look. Your friend there is sticking. What do you want to do?
Twist.
20.
Yeah, well, we'd better stick, hadn't we?
You'd be mad not to.
And the dealer has 20.
Oh.
No. If you tie with the dealer, you don't lose.
Oh. So it's not like pontoon, then?
No.
Ah, right. Oh, this is better, isn't it?
So, do you want to let the bet ride?
Ah, might as well.
I think we could leave him to it now, couldn't we?
Yeah, what a very good idea.
Look, jacket and ace, pontoon!
Bert!
No, don't touch the cards!
Oh, I'm not meant to pick them up, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry!
Well, I've never been thrown out of anywhere in my entire life.
Asked to leave? At least they were very nice about
it. I don't know. That man was a bit rough when he pulled me off that table.
Oh, if you'd spilled another punter's winnings, you were lucky not to be dragged out by the throat.
Oh, it was an accident. Those men shouldn't take silly card games so seriously.
That is hardly the point.
Well, at least they let you cash in your chips.
Well, I suppose so. So, was that the end of the evening, then?
For you, yes. Taxi! For Matt and me, the night is still young, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, are you going...
Ambridge, please. Your cab should cost about £30, Bert. In you go.
What? Hey, are you sending me back on my own?
That's right, Bert. Help him, Matt.
Go on, my old son.
Well, a taxi back to Ambridge.
And that should leave plenty for a bag of chips for you and Frieda. Night-night.
Last night's shenanigans are making entertaining listening.
Went on to some club somewhere.
What, and poor old Bert came all the way back by taxi?
Lillian said it was probably just as well. She reckons Matt would have killed him if it had gone on for much longer.
Chucked out of a casino. I wonder what Frieda said.
Probably the most exciting night out he's had in years.
Finished with this lot?
Yes. Through you go, then.
It was a bit naughty of Lillian to abandon him.
Well, she did get him a cab, and he had most of that £50 left.
Oh, don't remind me, what a waste that was.
It probably have all gone to the casino.
True.
If it was my money, I'd rather it went to some hard-working taxi driver.
Well, that's a point of view, I suppose. Here's the next lot. You got enough pour on?
How many deer left?
Another dozen or so.
Oh, yes, fine. Once we've finished and got this lot out to the field, do you mind if I pop off?
Seeing here, are you?
Not today, unfortunately. No, it's a cricket thing. You remember Nets was very poorly attended this week.
Two men and not even a dog, I think you said.
Alistair normally emails the fixture list to people, but he thought if he delivered it in person, he could gee them up a bit.
Rather labour-intensive.
Yeah, that's why I said I'd help. But I'm going to be spraying Brookfield's Rape tomorrow, and the match is on Sunday,
yeah,
so...
Fine. No, he mustn't stand in the way of sporting excellence.
Thanks. I was talking to Will earlier on.
The hero of the hour.
He says the pheasants seem to be picking up.
Yes, the VI Centre said they'd confirmed the diagnosis, but it looks like he might have nipped an outbreak in the bud there. Not that Matt sees it that way.
No.
Yeah, he just reckons it proves we need an experienced keeper. ASAP.
It's not very hygienic, is it?
Hygienic?
Using the pig's water.
Well, what do you mean we're not getting it after the pigs have used it? Now, if you're sure that's tight enough, you can help me unroll this last bit.
But it's the same water in there.
Well, it's the same water that comes out of our taps at home.
That's come from the mains.
Well, so is this. The only difference is the last bit comes through this hose.
Why didn't you put the caravan closer to the tap?
Well, right next to the pigs. I could just imagine what your mum would say about that.
You'd probably get cholera or something.
Oh, Christopher, what's up with you?
I can think of better things to be doing after school on a Friday.
Yeah, but I bet none of them are going to earn you any pocket money, are they? If you want that games thing, you're not going to get it sitting around watching Fight Box.
It's a PS2.
Well, whatever it's called. Right, let's have that connector.
Here.
Thanks. Don't know why you need a new one anyway. The one you've got cost enough.
That's a PS1, Dad. No one uses them anymore.
You do?
Only because I haven't got a PS2.
Anyway, have you decided if you're going to this film on Tuesday?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, your mum and me are going.
Hold me back. What a recommendation.
Well, if you're going to take that attitude, I'm glad you're not coming. Stay there and make sure that connection on the caravan's all right.
Fine.
OK, it's coming through.
It's exciting.
Oh, brilliant. Christopher!
What?
I thought I told you to do that junction up tight.
I did.
I was sorry I didn't make it, Adam. The weather was so good, I thought I could do a bit of muck carting after supper. To be honest, I forgot what day it was.
It's all right. Alistair doesn't need a note from your parents.
Oh, but I'll definitely be there on Sunday.
Good. Been busy then?
Huh. When isn't it? I was harrowing the potatoes earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's always a tricky one. You know, leaving it as late as possible.
Ah, so you get the weeds but not the spuds.
Yeah. Hello, Adam. Mother two's car it was.
Hi, Pat.
Tony, have you remembered we're going to Phil and Jill's this evening?
Are we?
Phil's birthday?
Oh, yeah.
I did tell you.
Yes, I remember.
So when you come in, don't go stealing stuff from the fridge or you won't have room for Jill's meal.
Now, when do I ever do that?
Are you coming, Adam?
No, Mum and Brian are there.
Just the over 40s, is it?
Well, they've got to draw the line somewhere. We can't all squeeze into Glebe Cottage.
That's true.
Right, must get on. More cricket calls to make. Shall I leave the fixture list here, Tony?
Oh, I'll take it. I'll put it in the kitchen for you now.
OK.
Oh, I was sorry to hear about Helen, by the way.
Helen?
Moving out from Greg's. I know it can't have been easy with Greg leaving his job and so on.
No. If you don't mind me asking, how did you find out?
Will saw her with her bags packed, apparently, but a bit of an embarrassing moment all round.
It must have been.
Still, with any luck, it may only be temporary.
Yes.
Once Greg gets himself back on his feet.
Yes, that's what we're hoping. Isn't it, Tony?
Well,
It's coming through the sink now. And the shower.
Great.
I've got to get off to Bridge Farm. Can I leave you to make a start on the trench with the electric cable?
I suppose.
There's no need to dig out a big crater, just a neat V-shaped trench and run straight from here to that corner of the field.
Okay.
About 12 inches deep.
12 inches? What's that? Are you going to pay me in groats then?
30 centimetres deep, okay?
Hello.
Hi, Adam.
Oh, afternoon.
Thought I might find you here. I called at the house, but it was empty.
Oh. What can we do for you?
I'm just doing Alistair a favour. I brought the revised fixture list.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
And a message from Alistair. He was a bit disappointed with the turnout at Nett's this week.
Ah, I was there.
Yeah, I remember. It was a small and select gathering, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, come on, Dad. We can't expect to win the league if you sit around watching footballers' wives.
I was doing my pig records, actually.
I'm sure there was a good reason. But Alistair's asked if everyone can make a special effort next week.
Yeah, all right. You can tell him I'll be there.
And me.
Great. So, this is the new caravan, then?
Look, will you excuse me? I've got to get off to see to Tom's pigs.
Oh, of course.
I'll see you then.
Dad.
What?
Fixture list.
Oh! Sorry, Adam.
It's his age, you know.
That's enough from you.
Bye, Neil.
Yeah, bye.
See you Sunday.
Yeah. The spade's in the caravan, Christopher.
Okay.
And remember to lock the door and bring the keys back when you finish.
Yeah.
So, you excited then?
What?
About living in the caravan?
No way.
No.
Can't think of anything worse.
Well, you don't think it'll be a bit of an adventure?
Trekking up the Amazon, that's an adventure. This is just a pain in the backside.
Ah, so you're not looking forward to it.
We're only going to bring one telly.
Oh, you'll have electricity then.
Yeah, but the toilet, right? It's not a proper one.
How do you mean?
It's one of those chemical bugs.
Oh, they're quite sophisticated nowadays.
But you got to empty it.
Not every time.
Nah, but gross.
Well, it's just for a few months, isn't it?
So?
Well, a lot of people I've met would think this was luxury accommodation.
In Africa, maybe.
Let alone the place you'll have a few months from now.
Helen?
Dad.
Are you struggling?
Hi, Dad. It's a bit of a squeeze.
Do you want a hand?
Yeah, thanks. That'd be great.
Planning another push on the vitamins, then?
Well, they did so well a couple of months ago, I thought I'd put the panels out again.
Easier to get them in the van, I'd have thought.
That's what I used last time, but, well, once I've put these up in the shop, I'm going somewhere, so I need the car.
Okay, let's try that.
Oh, find the corners.
Yeah. That's no good, is it? I think we'll have to put your back seat down.
Right.
Does your mother know you're here?
No, I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Oh. You've got quite a lot of stuff in here already. Looks like clothes and things.
Yeah, I've been having a bit of a tidy up.
You're just throwing these things away, then?
Yeah. Will they go in the front, do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Give them to me. Oh, quite a spring clean by the look of it.
Well, yeah, you know how it is. You keep meaning to throw things away, but you hang on to most of it. It's just rubbish, really.
Even when you know you don't need it anymore?
Yeah. I'll put these on the passenger seat.
Yes, all right, love.
Oh, I never realised how much I'd cleared out. You ought to take it all to the dump, really.
Well, if that's what you want to do.
Can you get the back seat down now?
Yeah. There you are.
Good.
We'll have to take the panels out again.
No problem. I'll give you a hand.
Hello, Helen.
Oh, hi, Mum. Come on then, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Have you been here long?
No, it's just a flying visit.
You didn't say you were coming.
I just wanted to pick this display stuff up.
How are things?
Fine.
Have you got time for a cup of tea?
Not really. Could you hold these, Dad, and I'll put the floor flat?
Yeah, sure.
We've hardly seen you all week.
No, I've been busy, you know.
How are things at home? Helen?
Oh, sorry, Mum.
How's Greg?
It's Tom about, you know. Evening, Helen.
Hello.
No, I haven't seen him, Neil. Have you, Tony?
Yeah, he's at the Bull, I think.
Can I have the panels, Dad?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, here you are.
There's a young sow I don't like the look of.
Oh, we'll tell him.
She's scouring a bit, so I thought he'd better take a look at her.
Okay. As soon as he gets back, I'll...
The ark's just inside the gate on the left as you go in.
Yeah, Neil, we'll tell him. Thanks.
You get off now, Neil.
Well, if you're sure, because I can always ring his mobile.
No, really. You get off home.
Ah, righto then. Have a good weekend.
And you.
I'd better get up for two.
Oh, no, Helen, don't go yet.
Couldn't you just stay for a little chat?
I've got to put these panels up.
We'd like a chat.
Why?
Love, is it true?
We've heard a rumour.
Have you moved out of Greg's?
Yes.
Oh, love.
It's not permanent. We're just having a short break.
We understand.
Greg's got a lot to sort out at the moment, so I'm staying with Kirsty for a few days.
You're welcome to stay here.
Yep, I know that.
And if you need to talk
yep,
or anything...
Sure. Thanks.
How long do you think...
Mum, I really have to get on.
Yes, all right.
I'll see you soon, okay?
Give us a ring if you need anything.
Yeah, I will.
Well...
Hold on. Bye.
Drive carefully. I can't help thinking that's the best decision Helen's ever made.
Pat, she doesn't need I told you so.
I know that. And I know how hard it is for her to admit that it's over.
You don't know it's over.
Oh, come on, Tony. Look how she was last week. Surely now it's just a matter of time.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.